This is Laces and Horns, a show about the best way to put on shoes. Tonight, we discuss the future of wingtips, and later, we'll have a quiz on the history of pumps. I can't wait, and I'm sure neither can you. But first, why don't we welcome our guests? Well, she's so hot that forest fires hand out pamphlets to prevent her. I'm here tonight with Fox News Channel anchor Patty Ann Brown. And filling in for TV's Andy Levy is his evil twin brother, Ace Levy. Ace is currently working on a super weapon that can shrink the size of a man's head to a tenth of its original size. Oh. And he's responsible for more leaks than Julian Assange and Ed Snowden combined. It's my repulsive and very leaky sidekick, Bill Schultz.
People have the right to know.
And his hair once landed a 747 after the pilot had a heart attack. And then his hair took three flight attendants out for drinks afterward. Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV. Look at the hair.
A-Block, the lead. That's the first story.
Meet the only late-night talk show host who writes fan letters to himself, America.
It's for my self-esteem. As our rate of hate reached a new state, well, two new surveys show Americans are sick and tired of business as usual in Washington. I think it's the name of a cool band. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Business as usual? According to an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, 60% of U.S. say single member of Congress, including our own representative, should be beaten to a pulp and thrown off a cliff.
What?
No, I mean fired. That's the highest ever figure since Lindsay Lohan. And this sentiment is backed up by a new Gallup poll showing that 60% of Americans believe that Democrats and Republicans are doing such a horrible job that a third party is needed. And that figure is also the highest recorded by Gallup since they began asking that question in the year 1632. For more, let's check in with our Washington correspondent, Stunt Squirrel Mike. That added nothing to the discussion, which makes it actually pretty good. Nick, as a libertarian, are these polls your libertarian Christmas? Isn't it good to hear that people hate government or perhaps big government?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me or my hair?
Yeah, you.
It's a long-term trend. This is the one thing I would say that people often think, oh, this is just happening now. This same basic trend has been around for about 40 years, and it's finally really taking off, which I think is great. The best figure, too, in that one where it said, do we need another party? Mm. If you look at independents, it was something like 71% of independents think that there should be another party or another option. Mm-hmm. I would settle for two options because we have D-bags and everybody else. Like, can we get a second party that is just people who want to do what we all know people want to do, which is get the government out of our personal lives and cut spending.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need. And safety and security, though, which we disagree on.
Yeah.
PAB.
I think it's overrated. Safety and security.
I am for both of that. You are a communist. PAB. Okay, everybody is now blaming the government, which I'm fine with. But in a way, that's all they will do is blame the government. It never really translates into anything else. You know where I'm going?
Yeah, I do, and I don't. That's why I'm not sure I really believe this poll, because at the end of the day, people do end up voting back in the incumbents.
And, yeah.
But also, I'm not even sure I agree with the sentiment of throwing them all out. I mean, there are some good ones
there. Name names.
Yes.
Justin Amash. Can't do that. Fair and balanced.
It's a reverse McCarthyism. Name the good ones.
But, you know, if you throw them out, you have to replace them with someone, and you could end up with someone even worse.
Well, this is my theory. You replace them with robots that only say no. This is what's good. If I become president in the next couple of years, which it could happen when my machine is invented that turns me into a monster, robots that say no is the answer to everything, Andy.
Isn't that the Tea Party?
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, that's insulting.
Yeah, I know.
And accurate.
I'm with you, Patty. I don't buy these polls. I get that that's what people are saying now and probably what they're feeling right now, but when the 2014 elections roll around, over 80% of incumbents will be voted back in the same way they are every time. This is the term limits debate in a nutshell. People keep saying, oh, we want term limits. If you want term limits, stop voting for the same people every time.
Actually, it's not term limits per se, and like if people vote differently, I don't care who's in office. I mean, I don't have a lot of trust in these guys, but if they actually really, you know, stop getting in people's personal lives and stop spending so much.
But they won't. They get into government specifically because they want to do one or both of those things.
But they will if they understand, and this happened with some Tea Party elections where people realize, you know, these guys who got primaried and stuff like that, old line Republicans who were no different than Democrats, they got kicked out. They weren't allowed to run for office because they wouldn't say we're going to cut spending.
Mm. See, there you go.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I think you destroyed your
people like Dick Lugar, you know, and a bunch of people we've already forgotten.
People, I think, feel the same way as you, Nick, although I wasn't listening. Bill, the same polls that show this show that 102%, which is more than the actual amount of people polled, think that you should be fired, or rather set on fire. Thoughts?
Wait, oh, thank you. Thoughts. That made it a question. You're getting better.
Yes.
My favorite part was that 47% of Americans do not strongly identify with either party. Yeah. And to that I say, and it is about time. People are starting to develop hobbies. They're stopping identifying themselves with their party affiliation. They're starting to make friends. They're starting to learn how to make friends. They're starting to find ways to not join a rabid side of the party so as to immediately have friends as a result. This is good news. It's bad news for people that are still in those areas of the party, but it's good news for the rest of us.
Here's my theory. You know, the people are seeing the sausage made around this time and they want salad. Food metaphor there. But the other thing, too, is these polls are like asking people about obnoxious celebrities. Everybody hates obnoxious celebrities, but you still go to the movies, right, or you still order it on DVD or on demand. You can say, that Sean Penn or that George Clooney. But you go see Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12 because it's a good movie. That's what happens.
I agree.
May I say something?
What?
I think that the public thinks that these politicians are all babies, and they want to throw the babies out with the bathwater. And that's tonight's talking point.
Nicely done. Yeah. I agree, actually, with that freak. Okay, from scathing to bathing. Do they love superpowers, but they hate taking showers? Well, New York's Comic-Con arrived in the Big Apple this weekend, and with it, a plea from event organizers asking visitors to shower before they leave the house. This is offensive. Posted on the event's website as part of a survival checklist was a note that read, quote, "Things tend to get hot at NYCC with so many fans around, and you don't want to be the stinky one. Do everyone a favor and shower before and wear clean clothes." For those of you who have never been, Comic-Con is an annual four-day event that attracts adults who like to dress up and play make-believe. Expected to attend this year about 130,000 geeks, nerds, dweebs, and guys named Andy. Meanwhile, I'll be relaxing with this fella. Clearly, we know who's going to have the better weekend. It's not him. Hey, Andy, you actually covered this event for Red Eye last year. Was the stench a big deal?
No, Greg, when I went to Comic-Con last year, here's what I saw. I saw a bunch of really cool guys and a lot of incredibly hot women. I don't know what this is all about. Actually, let's take a look. Chet, can we put that up? There is Scarlet Witch and Emma Frost, two very attractive women. We have another one. There is Supergirl, very cute.
Yes.
And then we have also, I think this is Wonder Man.
Yes.
Oh, look at the rack. Yeah, I mean, this was all normal, attractive people. This is Fashion Week for nerds.
Right.
Leave my people alone.
Yeah, I think this is almost a kind of intolerance, Nick. Yeah. And it's a tolerance against a segment of society that is good for the economy. Who are they really hurting?
I think it's people who are ashamed of having read comics that are saying that these people are smelly and stinky.
That's a good point.
You know, because most comic book readers haven't even developed sweat glands yet.
You know, they're like closeted gays.
They are. No, they, you know, and they're No, what they are is they're...
You just went with that, didn't you?
They're like, I've learned to stop
listening. Nick, this is the people that run Comic-Con. They're
right.
embarrassed about reading comics.
I can't imagine that that's true.
No, okay.
It's so bad. No, and it's like frat guys who are secretly gay or have longings, and then they want to beat up homosexuals. Mm-hmm. It seems wrong to me.
I kind of made
comics
that point.
Comics are great, but no, that's what I'm saying.
No, but what Nick's saying is he wants to beat up homosexuals.
All right.
If you're outing yourself,
PB, we were talking in the green room how you love a good costume, and you don't even wear it during Halloween. Would you ever go to something like this? I think you would be wildly popular.
I wouldn't. My husband is a huge comic book fan. He does not go to Comic-Con, and he does shower at least once a month, whether or not he needs ones. But
hope he's watching tonight, Patty.
But Andy's right, though. I mean, these tips came from the organizers of Comic-Con. This is the promotional material. This is
something that Ultron 7 would have come up with. I refuse to believe.
Whoever that is.
So true.
It's so funny that B.A.B., the hot woman, does not know what you're talking about because she had a social life.
She doesn't, Nick, she doesn't realize this is the age of Ultron.
What are you talking about?
Oh, gross.
We're shedding viewers.
Do you even know about the Avengers?
Bill.
I don't even think you know who you are.
Bill, you covered this event 2 years ago for Red Eye and weren't invited back, so you must have smelled twice as awful as anyone there.
No, I kindly let Andy do it last year because he was whining a lot and he was wearing his costume around 2 weeks before the event. May I say something?
No.
I think that a lot of the public thinks that these guys, these adults that dress up as Avengers or whatnot, that they're babies and they want to throw the babies into the bath. And that's tonight's talking point.
It's not. It's never going to be.
That's tonight's talking point.
You know, here's the talking point. I think that Comic-Con is such an amazing thing, but most people aren't aware of it. They're not aware of it. There are millions, perhaps 200 million people out of the 340 million people who don't know what Comic-Con is, and they need to know about it.
Yes.
There needs to be a single-payer or universal Comic-Con where people can sign up for Comic-Con and understand it. If you don't have Comic-Con, you should have it.
The thing is, though, you can sign up, you can order tickets for Comic-Con online and actually do it.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yes. All right.
I was hoping we'd be able to make this political.
Yep.
Well, we did. Mm. All right, from scamps to stamps. Well, they're kicking the licking. The United States Postal Service may be destroying an entire run of stamps because they portray a helmetless headstand, skateboarding without pads, and worst of all, doing a cannonball. How do you do a cannonball?
Some kind of drug,
I guess. The problem started when the post office asked the first lady to help launch the Just Move stamps. Look, I like how we have them highlighted. This led to the President's Council on Physical Fitness raising concerns about those three stamps. And according to Lynn's Stamp News, where I get all my stamp news, thanks, Lynn, the USPS decided to kill the entire series. However, a post office spokesperson tells the Daily Caller, the website, that they haven't made a final decision yet. Speaking of not wearing helmets. Well, you'll be happy to know it didn't survive. And you're horrible. You're horrible that you would be happy about it. No, it actually is fine. Finally buried. No, I'm kidding. It's doing well in the cemetery. All right. Patty Ann Brown, as a mother, would you let your son anywhere near these awful, destructive stamps that seem to encourage hideous violence?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, first of all, we have a Fox News alert. The President's Council on Fitness has changed its slogan to just don't move. It's way too dangerous.
No. I like that.
You know, since when do you wear a helmet to do a headstand? It's bizarre. And since when is a cannonball dangerous? It's very strange. And they had other ones that seemed more dangerous, like a batter who's not wearing a batting helmet and the soccer person not wearing the shin guards. And it's just, as usual, the nannyism is selective and random. It's just all over the place. And it's ridiculous.
I like how you call them the soccer person. It's not an athlete. You didn't say soccer player. You said the soccer person. It's almost like somebody working the counter at Soccer R Us. Hey, go talk to the soccer person. Hey, Nick, is this another example of our tax dollars at work or not an example of any tax dollars at work?
Though that's an interesting question because the post office technically is spun off. But it does get certain privileges. I'm pretty sure that the Roman Empire recalled the same set of stamps right before it collapsed. This is so pathetic, it makes me ashamed to be on Red Eye. Not just to be an American, but to be on Red Eye.
Wow.
The other thing that is really hilarious, too, is that earlier this year, the post office released a Chinese New Year or a Lunar New Year stamp that featured firecrackers.
Awesome.
It is just a big bag of firecrackers that, you know, you would light and then throw in your sister's bedroom or something. So it's, I don't know what to say about this.
All I know is firecrackers are awesome. Andy, wouldn't this story have made a great chapter in your
your new book, The Obamafication of American Wussies?
Greg, this is another example of what I call the Obamafication of the American Wussy. And yes, you can read more about it in my new book, The Obamafication of American Wussy.
New York Times bestseller list.
Self-published.
But still,
it debuted at number 6.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
With a bullet, as they say. Except they can't say that anymore. So now they just say with a dot.
Further Obamafication.
Exactly. This is dumb. There's no other word to describe it. The thing is, the post office usually does this with smoking. It was 1994, the great bluesman Robert Johnson, they had a stamp commissioned off a photo of him, but they took the cigarette out of his mouth. Same thing in 1999 with Jackson Pollock. This is dumb, Greg.
I love Jackson Pollock, Running on Empty. What a great song. Yeah.
It's also great, the idea that kids know what stamps are.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. When's the last time you have kids? Like, oh, yeah, here, take some stamps, kids.
Right. Now they're just looking at ecstasy tabs.
That's right, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Who are the people that buy specific stamps? Stamp collectors. Do you ever go to the post office and ask for specific stamps?
Just last week, I bought a bunch of, it was like sealed with love stamps.
Aww.
They should be showing up any.
Are
those the 2 to 3 days? No guarantee.
With Seal, the pop star? I love those.
That would be
yes. Bill, the USPS did say that they'd be willing to release a stamp of you getting hit by a semi-truck while not wearing a helmet or padding of any kind. Thoughts, you big piece of crap.
Wow. As if the semi wasn't enough.
Yes.
This is great news for stamp collectors because, as anyone will tell you, the ones that aren't destroyed will be worth thousands. And truly, collecting stamps is a joy that lasts a lifetime. I do agree with Patty Ann, though. There is nothing dangerous about a cannonball. An 8-ball can be dangerous, which is why I tell all you kids watching, do not snort one unless you have a parent present.
You know,
and a helmet.
They're going to take those stamps, actually, that aren't used, and they're going to send them to third world countries where they can use the stamps while wearing our athletic jerseys that we don't use.
That brings up another good point. Stamps themselves can be dangerous if they're coated with LSD. That brings up a good point to you kids at home. Smuggling drugs to your dad in jail.
Sorry.
Coat the LSD with stamps.
Sorry. You know, here's the issue, and I gotta move on. We are consumed, or not we, but the media is consumed by safety while ignoring far more destructive things, like I think we can all agree, chemtrails. I mean, chemtrails.
I think
somebody has to say it. But I mean, we're sitting here worried about stamps when they're doing the chemtrails.
You realize this is your last broadcast.
Are they going to take me out?
The black helicopters are going to show up and take them away.
Why do they have to be black, Andy?
You have typical to ask the thing government. Why don't you ask the one world government why they have to be black, Greg?
May I say something, Greg?
No.
I feel like the Obama administration's treating our nation's adolescents like babies. And in this case, I feel like they're throwing the babies out with the bathwater.
We'll edit that part out. Is it a challenge to be born plain or average looking? We discussed PAB's new book, I Wouldn't Know I'm Friggin' Hot, You Stupid Homely Freak.
Wow.
It's out paperback.
Why would you do that?
Why is an elementary school banning Tag? Who cares? As long as they don't ban Tab, I love that drink. It really is the king of diet colas. I just want to read this tweet from somebody who's watching O'Reilly. Tell Nick Gillespie that Porter Wagoner called and wants his hair back.
That's a compliment.
It is. Porter Wagoner has great hair, America. They're making changes to the exchanges as people continue to not sign up for Obamacare thanks to broken websites. Our Kenyan-born lady-hating interloper is also taking heat for bearing changes to the enrollment process. I think it's time for the latest edition of this.
Obama Apocalypso Carageddon.
A tax prep company found that the deadline for signing up to avoid penalties is actually mid-February, not March 31st, as we were lied to earlier. Meanwhile, Hollywood continues to run full steam ahead in shilling for the new law, with USC, an actual college, receiving $500,000 grant to make sure that producers, writers, etc., quote,
have up-to-date relevant facts on healthcare reform to integrate into their storylines and projects. For more on this horrible story, we're going to go live to a sneezing baby. Well, either that is a bunny or it was a hairy, hairy baby. PAB, the sign-up date, okay? When the tax prep company announces this and not the government, that's amazing because, like, you wouldn't know. Like, you would expect the government to tell you because they're running the damn thing, and you hear it from, like, H&R Block,
yeah.
Which is
well,
the
it was actually Jackson Hewitt.
Okay.
But it's absurd. It really is. You know, people already, the majority of Americans, according to polls, do not want Obamacare, and they are not likely to warm to it when they get fined for not signing up on time when they were never even told that the deadline is way sooner than they thought. It's ridiculous.
It is horrible. By the way, I don't think anybody really got the penalty part of Obamacare in general. I don't think anybody, they got the free part. Like, everybody hears, free health care. But they didn't know that there's actually some kind of penalty floating off in the distance. And, Nick, I think that's what's the problem here. Yet you told me you still trust Obamacare.
No, actually, you know, he's taking out my gallbladder later tonight.
Really?
If I can get through to him.
Where are you guys going?
Well, you know, he won't tell me. And the gallbladder won't talk either. Now, this is, I mean, it's stunning when you look at the rollout of this. And I want to say, though, that I think the Republican Party really made a big mistake by, you know, when you're enemy is killing themselves,
right.
Like the worst thing you want to do is get in the way of them. And if they had been talking about debt limit and government shutdown instead of Obamacare, this would have been in full relief.
I agree completely, and I do think that people got wrapped up in a false battle that they knew they were going to lose, but it felt good.
Yeah.
I call it self-appointed bouncer syndrome. If you didn't go with this shutdown story, you're not a conservative. And so everybody got scared, and they ended up... self-appointed bouncer syndrome. It's where somebody appoints themselves as the velvet rope for a movement, when in fact, it's only happening in a certain pocket, and you have to think about winning elections. Andy, what about this Hollywood stuff? Is this just more the same, or is it less of the different?
Well, first of all, I like your explanation of the self-appointed bouncer thing, Rhino.
Nice.
Yeah. Second of all, I'm happy that Jackson Hewitt discovered this. I love his song, Running on Empty.
Nice.
The Hollywood thing
He's a painter, Andy.
No, I don't believe that's true. This is product placement.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. They're not talking about, Obamacare is not going to be an integral part of the plot of a TV show. It's going to be shoehorned into there. They're going to drop it in somehow in stories that have nothing to do with
this. This is going to be great when Nucky Thompson is killing someone on Boardwalk Empire, and he's like, and you did get into that website in 1920s America.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's different from a character saying, oh, we got to catch those bad guys. Let's take the Ford Focus.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Stop it. Stop it. The other thing.
What do you got against Ford Focuses? They're a snappy little car.
I believe they're an advertiser.
It's Ford Foci, Greg.
By the way, can I just point out that Nick's little improv there of Nucky Thompson was quite impressive.
Impressive to our viewers that don't have HBO,
I'm,
Greg.
Juilliard trained improv.
Yes. Bill, interestingly enough, the USC also got a $5 billion grant to make sure that all movies and TV shows encourage viewers to find you and kill you. Now, this actually seems like a good idea, right?
I've decided that from now on, anytime a question ends in my death, I'm bringing the babies and the bathwater from now on.
Oh,
Mr. Gillespie is right. The public's approval.
Excuse me, it's Dr. Gillespie.
Sorry, Dr. Gillespie is right. He's a doctor, like Nucky is a real gangster. The popularity of Obamacare has been boosted by 20%. Thanks to the government shut down by the GOP. Mm. So there's that. Although I tend to agree with Dr. Ben Carson when at a Voters Value Summit, he compared Obamacare to slavery and then bravely said it was worse than slavery. I welcome him to Fox News.
One simple thought before we move on. IBM or Exxon, they could run Obamacare.
But Obamacare cannot run IBM or Exxon because government is obsessed with programs and not people.
Well, this is exactly how they got this wrong. They set the date to get a penalty is you have to be signed up on March 31st.
Right.
But then it turns out coverage always starts with Obamacare on the first of the month.
Right.
So that makes no sense. The problem is they couldn't say we'll make it April 1st because it's April Fool's Day. Yeah. And then idiots like us would say, see?
Yes.
Speak for yourself. I don't even know what April Fool's is.
Yeah. Well, it's because every day is April Fool's Day for you. Yes, got him again.
Greg Mann, say something.
No. Baby bathwater talking point.
I wasn't going to say that at all. I had some more polls.
Coming up, can you be happy without fame or fortune? We discuss Patty and Brown's new book, Hell No, I Love to Live the High Life While You Suffer.
What?
Not winning any fans there, PAB.
No.
Why?
Don't care, though, do you? Does Air Canada hate dogs? Spoiler alert, Air Canada hates dogs. Sometimes I wish I'd taken that free tease class News Corp was offering. These eat grass, now they're flat on their ass. Congress may continue to get paid during the government shutdown, but you know who's not getting paid? Goats. Yep, it's day something or other of...
Shut down, store.
A Pennsylvania goat farmer, my favorite kind of goat farmer, has 65 of the horned creatures that he leases out to federal parks, where their weed-eating ability is considered a cost-effective alternative to nasty chemicals. But thanks to the shutdown of national parks, only three of these hoofed creatures are still working, or hooved. The rest have been made into jackets.
What?
By Nick Gillespie.
What?
No, I lie. They're fine. They're actually resting comfortably at my place. God knows what they're in for later, but they're enjoying a good leafy breakfast of old newspapers. Nick, yes. Will our national parks become overgrown forests because of this?
Well, I want to point out that goat herd actually has, there are more essential workers there than at the Department of Education on a percentage basis.
Interesting. But I know, or the EPA.
I did not even understand the story.
Yes.
I had a nickel every time we had a guest say that.
I became kind of worried that there are goats everywhere in America. I thought we had gotten rid of them.
I love goats. Goats are awesome.
Goats are gruff. They're poorly mannered. They eat everything.
They have beards and they're on all fours, kind of like Bill on a Friday night. B.A.B., should the goats be able to collect even if they're out of work? But then again, they don't really know that they're being paid because there's no such thing as goat money.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do with their currency if they had it.
They'd just spend it on junk.
They would eat it. They'd eat it.
I don't really see why you would furlough them because I was surprised to see that these three working goats are in eastern Pennsylvania. $1,200 for all three goats for 3 months, and apparently they kill all the weeds.
Yeah.
The average residential lawn is less than an acre. You could easily get by with just one goat. It costs $700 to chemically treat your lawn for weeds. You can get $400 one goat. I mean, it's a bargain.
Yeah, it is a bargain. By the way, it's not a furlough, it's a furry low.
Oh.
Andy, should a private company hire these goats? We can't have 62 animals out of work.
Well, let me tell you why these goats have been furloughed. They're being used by the government as scapegoats.
Oh.
That is what is going
on. No, landscape goats. Nice. I win.
Hold on. No. Yeah. Goats.
Okay.
I think you know what I'm saying.
I think we should all stop kidding around. I'll work up outrage over the furloughed goats as soon as troop benefits are being taken care
of. Absolutely.
Nobody cares about you stupid goats, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah. I agree with you, but that's why this is absurd, because it's so many hilarious, bizarre things going on while other serious things are happening as well. Bill, your apartment is overgrown with weeds, mostly because your apartment is underneath an overpass. Would you consider using some of Larry's goats?
Yes, I love goats. Goats are better than the Easter Bunny and more magical, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
My grandfather used to have a goat, and after every day, the goat would leave all these magical raisins around. And I would eat them to my heart's content. The weird thing is none of my brothers would join me. More raisins for me, brothers. Stupid.
Yes, they were.
I can taste them now.
No, I think the goats should protest. They should migrate. Do goats migrate to D.C. and put a congressman under house arrest? Or perhaps just eat
or his suit. Just block off the beltway.
There you go.
Just send me your raisins, goats, because they're delicious.
All right, next topic. And I apologize for that. According to a recent column in the Wall Street Journal, owned by our parent company, Orange Julius, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is willing, yes, willing, to kill bald eagles in order to save them. They proposed a permit that would allow a wind energy project in California to kill 5 golden eagles a year over a 5-year period. That's 4 million eagles.
What?
Yes. Their reasoning, according to the journal's Robert Price, is that wind energy reduces the CO2 in the air, which reduces climate change, which benefits eagles and other wildlife. You know, I was for this, Nick, when I thought they were talking about the band, the Eagles.
Yeah.
But
and they are all bald now.
They are all bald. And they break a lot of wind. Are green devices like exempt from killing wildlife? Is that what we've learned?
I just don't think any energy source should be subsidized, even if it is killing eagles.
Right. Okay. What about Steely Dan? Anyway, PAB, do you think PETA will step up and fight this like they do everything else, or because it's for windmills, they'll be okay with it?
I don't know. I mean, it really is. It's just selective enforcement.
Yes.
Selective is my word of the day.
There's the murderer right there.
Yeah.
That is the Manson family of alternative energy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just that they do not. They make sure they enforce these rules protecting the eagles when it comes to an oil company or a gas company.
Yeah.
And but they're just going to exempt, you know, because it's wind energy. And meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal pointed out that all of the wind farms last year reduced global carbon dioxide by about 2/10 of 1%.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's wishful thinking. It's hot air. Can we show those windmills one more time, please? I want you to take a look at these.
They're beautiful.
Look at them. No, look at them mock the birds. Oh, look how peaceful I am and how slow I'm going. And then you get there, and then you get hacked to pieces. It happens to billions. Billions of birds, Andy. When are we going to give up on wind energy and invent something better like cat energy? Well, energy made by cats.
We've already got something better, Greg. We have nuclear energy.
Yes.
It's powerful. It's clean. It's 100% safe. Let's do this.
I agree.
Everything should be nuclear. The thing about what I love about this, I always trust a government with a 5-year plan. I think that's always a good sign when a government has a 5-year plan.
Are you serious?
No. The other thing is, I'm totally serious. Why are the eagles getting killed by these wind turbines?
Yeah. Why?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
Because
I didn't read
too.
That's my point. Yeah. They're stupid. This is Darwinism. Hey, how about this eagle? Don't fly into the damn wind turbine. Problem solved.
Look at that picture.
Think.
Andy,
all I'm asking. No.
Anyway, we're going to get letters from eagles.
I want them to think. This is tough love. You need to start thinking.
Or
eagles.
At least wear a helmet.
I want eagles to send their letters to Andy Levy, even if it's hard to write with your little claws. Just stand on a laptop and just go like this, and it'll spell it.
If they were smart enough to send me letters, they'd be smart enough not to fly into a wind turbine. Who doesn't know not to fly into a wind turbine?
Andy, they don't have to send letters. They fly.
It's flying 101. Don't fly into a blade.
Weren't you ever young?
Yeah, and I never flew into a blade. I didn't need the government to stop me from flying into a blade. I just didn't do it, Nick.
Bill, you lived in a tree with an eagle for 6 months because it fed you chewed up worms, thinking that you were a baby eagle. Do they need as much protection as we think?
No. Since when have we put eagles in front of humans and our desire to have a good environment? Why are you guys putting an animal first, you commie liberal Don Quixotes? You all make me sick. And as far as eagles are concerned, they're no goats. And I love those magical rings.
All right.
Can't estimate that enough.
Problem with this theory, CO2 emissions and temperature have not coincided in the last 15 years. As CO2 emissions have gone up, the warming has flattened, and they say that it may stay that way for another 30 years. So that the correlation is still not there, and the models have been faulty, and we've lost Andy. Whenever you talk about it, by the way, frack. Yeah. Nuclear power, fracking, that's all you need to do, people. We'll be happy. Time to take a break. But more stuff when we come back. You know what's special? My book, The Joy of Hate. You can get it at Amazon.com right now. If you go to ggutfeld.com, you get an autographed copy, which has my actual autograph. I signed that book.
Tree killer.
Yeah.
They won't fret about losing your pet. Last week, an Air Canada employee defied instructions taped on a dog crate and took a 2-year-old greyhound out for a walk while its flight was delayed. Actually, kind of a nice thing. The pup escaped. Stop laughing, Nick. No, because it's not a happy story.
The man is naked, hugging his dog.
All right. The dog escaped and sadly has not been seen since, which I guess Nick finds funny. Yeah. CBS Sacramento affiliate had emailed the airline about this story, and they received the following reply, an email which clearly was sent to them unintentionally. It goes, I think I would just ignore. It is local news doing a story on a lost dog. Their entire government is shut down and about to default, and this is how the U.S. media spends its time. As you can imagine, this didn't horrify the dog's owner at all.
I'm sure I'm horrified. I am absolutely horrified that they don't take this any more seriously than they have.
I may have been wrong about that, which is why I should do my homework. Nick, okay, there's got to be a feeling to describe sending an email to the wrong person. Right? Because who hasn't done that? So what she, I mean, what she was saying, what, this, whatever. That was meant to go somewhere else, and it went to the wrong person.
Right, I've done that.
What, you have?
Sendinfreude.
Yeah.
Sendinfreude.
That's good. I was going to go with Geheimlich, and I don't even know what that means.
That's a maneuver.
Gehutlich. But in any case, my biggest question out of this was, why was the dog, especially a show dog named Larry?
I think that's great. I like it. Named after a stooge.
But it's a girl dog.
It's unnatural to name dogs after people. How many times do I have to say it? I protest this whole story.
But, you know, at this point now, I think Canada and the U.S. are even from the 79 hostage rescue. We're done. Yeah.
PAB, when was the last time you accidentally sent an email to the wrong person, and did it involve a dog going missing?
No, definitely not. I haven't done it in a long time. I mean, and it's so careless. This is the Air Canada spokesperson.
Right, you should be fired.
I mean, you know, yeah, he absolutely should. But also, look, as he points out, this is local news. You know, they have an hour. They're supposed to cover the local news. And, you know, a little bit of national and international in there. But, I mean, even if there is a big national story, they have to cover the other things. I mean, he's just, it's just a ridiculous, ridiculous excuse. And obviously ridiculous that he sent it out.
I would call it a plain bites dog story.
Wow.
Plains don't have teeth.
Yeah.
Really?
No, they don't.
Oh, shoot. Andy, did this email make a good point?
No, not at all. As Petty Ann says, it's a local news station. It's going to cover local stories. And saying, who cares, their government is shut down, you lost a guy's dog.
Yes.
Right. I think not only should Air Canada apologize, I think the Canadian government should apologize for a Canadian airline losing this beloved pet. And I'm calling for a boycott of Canada until they apologize.
Oh, boy.
How about a dogcott? Bill, do you wish someone would take you out of your dog crate when you're delayed during a flight?
Yes. Claustrophobic? I don't know why they put me in there.
And you're not even on a flight. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it rains. I'm not siding with Air Canada, but this local news crew, you know what they did is they got that, and they're like, ooh! And so as a result, they went straight back to the girl and go, look what they said! Look what they said! Rather than addressing the question at all, they just got her more angry, continued the story, because as you said, they had some news holes to fill. And that should be Red Eye's tagline, filling news holes 5 nights a week.
Well, you know, this happened to me years ago. I was working at a magazine, and I sent an email to a PR person who was no longer working there, so it bounced into his boss, and he sent it to the press.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's unemployed.
Shouldn't a greyhound take the bus?
I don't follow.
I don't either. I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say that.
I just said it.
You're not allowed.
So
stay here. Don't go back.
On the show?
No commercials.
We're taking a break here. Do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. You got a video of your animal doing something? Go to foxnews.com. I know. He's telling me it's 2 minutes hard in my ear as I'm going to a tease. Does that make any sense? Now I have 90 seconds. Go to foxnews.com/redeye. Click on submit a video. We might use it. Stay right here.
You got 20 hard.
I know. Our last topic of the night is next.
All right, we're clear.
A brand new Red Eye returns Monday at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Our next week guests include Harris Faulkner, Kirsten Hagland, Bernie McGurk, and Gavin McInnes.
E-Block. Last story. That's the last story.
New Hampshire Elementary School. Is there any other kind? Is reminding parents and students that playing tag violates the school's longtime no contact rule for recess games. Side note, I am so tired of places telling me they have a no contact rule. Anyway, school's principal tells a local newspaper that several concussions, a broken wrist, and other injuries led her to post a letter. Why do you laugh at such weird things? Post a letter on the school's website informing parents of the school's safety policies. She adds that she wants children to be active, but it must be done in a safe way. Meaning she wants to put children in safes.
No. What?
Yes, that's the only conclusion I can come to. And it's disgusting.
Condemn.
Nick, isn't taking away tag a violation of student rights?
I was laughing because, like, broken wrist, this and that. Is this like Thunderdome Elementary? I mean, what's going on there?
That would be awesome.
Do you think something else is going on?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's just a bunch of roller skates that people happen to fall on or something. The worst part of this, though, now, instead of playing tag, they have to come inside and collect stamps.
Learn, and it's a good investment.
We'll be right back.
I'm just going to let the camera linger on that disgusting human being. Andy, let me guess. I bet this inspired your book.
Greg,
tell us about it.
This is another example of what I like to call the Obamification of American wussies.
Chad, thank
you. I don't know if we have it. Oh, we do have it. Good. Good. You can read more about this in my new book, The Obamification of American Wussies.
Do you have...
You look like you're getting down to business.
Well, no. I actually read the story wrong. I thought they were taking away my Swedish masseuse tag.
Oh.
And I was super unhappy. I don't really care if they take away tag. Who cares?
Can you just put the cover up again of the book? Who was your inspiration for the cover?
Well, I have a lot of inspirations, Greg. I'll be thanking a lot of people in the author's note, but I don't want to reveal that right now.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, that's
you look
basic.
Like you're getting down to brass tacks.
Some people you don't know. Some people you know. Some people you know well. It's just a whole bunch of different people.
All right,
Patty Ann. People are Googling that title right now.
I'll tell you something. It doesn't look like you're messing around.
All right, everybody shut up and let me ask Patty Ann a question. You have a son. I'll assume he goes to school, although I can't be sure with your lifestyle. As a partner, parent.
Oh, what are those?
Are you offended, deeply offended by this?
Yes. I had to think about it.
You have to search for the question. That's the problem.
Where are we? Let kids be kids, you know. I mean, everything you do in life involves risk.
Yes.
And you just can't lock yourself inside and not do anything. But, I mean, I really think, I hate to blame the lawyers, but, you know, this is all about lawsuits.
Yeah.
You know, they had concussions. I agree with Nick. How are people getting concussions from tag?
It's easy. They suck at it.
You know, but
you suck at it.
Probably there have been lawsuits, and that's what this is all about. I mean, you know, it's let's kill all the lawyers.
Are you kidding me? we'll bleep that out.
Bill, shut up.
Our family is lawyers. I can't say.
Bill, usually when you were a kid, you were always it in the game of tag, or they told you that you were it as they ran away from your stench.
Well, Greg, I hate to say it, but you're onto something here. Tag's horrible. A lot of people would say I was a tag hack. They'd be wrong, and I'll tell you why. Because when I was a kid, all the kids would always come up to me and be like, Mom says I can't play tag with you because you have hepatitis. Tag doesn't injure your wrist, Greg. Tag injures your soul.
It does.
And another thing, hepatitis does injure your liver.
It does.
That's a fact.
It does. That is
you
a fact.
You don't get this hue by clean liver.
No, you don't.
No.
All right. You know, tag spelled backwards is GAT. GAT is slang for gun. I say ban it.
Too violent.
Or is GAT a goat-cat hybrid, and would it make me raisins?
I don't know. All right. God help us all. I apologize for the previous hour. Thanks to Patty Ann Brown, Marvelous as always, Bill Schultz, Why Is He Alive, TV's Andy Levy, Nick Gillespie, and his hair. That does it for me. I'm Greg Gutfeld. Caution!
The military death benefit scandal. Goldberg on the liberal.